So, welcome back. Hope you had a yummy breakfast. I was first in there this morning, so I got the best of it. Sometimes there's a clear understanding of what I want to talk to you about, something like that. And sometimes there's this jumbled energy, so we'll just see what comes out. Hopefully it's useful. And for me, my own journey, can see as I watch all of you, everyone I'm interacting with, I can see that you're all going through the same stages that I've been through, and that the only difference is that this body mind maybe is a little further along that journey than other ones. And of course, there are the body mind vehicles that are further along than this one, and it's all good. But sometimes it really helps to kind of explain. I found that it helps to explain a little bit about my own process because you might see yourself in that. You might see your own journey in that and your own struggles in that because there are plenty along the way, aren't they? There are times when we want to give up. Especially at retreats, you know, you're in a strange bed, you know, strange food, lovely food, but strange. Everything that we take to be familiar as a human being is different for these 5 days. And in my own, when I was attended a 5 day retreat, there was, as a student, this absolute gratitude that I was there, that I was part of it, this wonderful, wonderful thing unfolding. And at the same time, there was this, I just want to go home. I want to go out in my own bed. I want to get a good night's sleep. I want my own cup of tea, my own tea bags, you know. I actually bring my own tea bags with me now when I come on retreat. And there was this just this very small but insistent thing that was determined not to enjoy the retreat, you know. So if you've got that going on, you're in good company. And retreat never failed to give me a reason to experience my ideas, let's just say. What I began to realize as time went past over those days, not just at the retreat I went to, but my whole spiritual journey, was that there's something else going on at the same time. You know, at the same time as I'm not sure if I can sleep on this bed, the pillows aren't comfy, and you know, what if I don't like the food and all of that. At the same time, there is something going on that is so profoundly unstoppable and powerful. And perhaps more surprising for me, I didn't realize that until like 2 weeks after I'd left the retreat, like 2 weeks after. When I went back to my normal life, whatever that was, I realized I completely changed in those 5 days. While those 5 days were going on, it just wasn't working. Wasn't getting anything out of it. Wanted my money back, you know. Grumpy, irritable, miserable, generally. Occasional periods of peace, you know, just tiny little ones. About 5 minutes before the end of a silent sitting, I get really deep, really deep. 35 minutes of wow. And then, oh, and then it would come to an end. Start all over again next time, you know, through the chatter and then into the deeper levels of my own consciousness. So, retreat to me really epitomized the sense of duality. You know, I'm this human being that's having a generally miserable time. Like, you know, I just want to go home and see my cats and, you know. Of course, that lessened over the time. I think by the end of 5 days, I didn't really want to go home, but it was still in stark contrast to this thing that was going on underneath, unnoticed by me while I was there. And I just couldn't fit back into my life when I got home in a good way, into my old insecurities and doubts. And I was forever changed on a manifestational level, at least, my mind and body. And that is happening here. So if you're having a miserable time of it for whatever reason, that's pretty normal. Not pleasant, but pretty normal. We've all been through that. Not because I'm trying to make it miserable for you. It's just we've all uprooted ourselves. Whether you're watching online, you've got a different schedule to what you normally would if you weren't doing this. And here in the room, you know, we're making you get up at 7 o'clock to come down for Qigong. I mean, that's a bit unreasonable, isn't it, in itself? Especially for Ian, who has to get up. So I just want you to know that there is something else going on, and maybe you can get a sense of that every now and again. Something gathering pace, momentum, speed, something deepening quietly, something very passively in the background shifting. And if you haven't noticed it yet, you will as time goes on, as we stay in this giant casserole dish thing that's going on here, and turn up the heat a bit. And that can't be stopped. And really, whether your body and mind is aware of it going on is irrelevant. It's nice if you do know it's going on. But it's going on anyway. And what I mean by it is the deepening of the knowledge of who you really are. So at any point in this retreat, you could have an epiphany that, oh my God, I'm everywhere, I'm infinite. You know, that would be an experience. And it's wonderful, it makes you feel good for a while. But you could walk out of retreat and completely forget it, or 5 minutes after you've realized that it's gone. I remember laughing and crying at the same time in the retreat that I attended as a student. Massive epiphanies, and yet I can't remember what they were at all. Something to do with being infinite or something, some aspect of it. If it's that important, why is it gone? Like, it's just totally disappeared. Couple of seconds after, somebody said, do you want a cup of tea? Oh, yeah, I'll do that. But something is happening anyway underneath that. Something, whatever's going on in the body and mind is what's going on in the body and mind. And there's something much more profound happening by diffusion, by osmosis, by just being. It's just seeping into a remembrance of who we really are. And that presents itself differently than we might expect. So when I went home and I didn't fit into my life, it was glorious because I just couldn't get upset in some of the places I used to get upset over. And I remember telling everyone that I'd had a terrible time at retreat and I was never going to go to one ever again, you know, which is quite funny to say you're doing this. But inside, you're really lying to yourself. You loved it. On some level, you loved it. But I couldn't fit back into that small life. In some places in my life, I couldn't fit in it at all. Other places, I could just about squeeze myself into it for a few weeks, and then I just have to burst out again. But none of this did I realize that actually while I was sitting, doing all these silent sittings, the longest 40 minutes of my life, like time stopped, you know, and you open your eyes and everyone else looks really peaceful. And you're like, has even forgotten what time it is? You know, it's the longest meditations, the noisiest, most profoundly disturbed sleep at night time, everything was like the opposite of what I thought it was going to be. It's like I'd come to retreat to just kind of spiritually vomit out everything that needed to come out. I did just say that, didn't I? But you get the idea, because it's probably happening for you as well, you know, everything and anything that needs to come to the surface. But it's important to realize that all of that is coming to the surface because something is gently pushing it out, because it no longer fits inside. because we're already freer and clearer each day, every moment, you know, clear. And that's not something that your mind is ever aware of. Still, my mind has no clue what's going on. If I ask my mind to reference right now, it's like, you shouldn't be sitting here doing this. You've got nothing to offer these people. Who do you think you are? You know, not the spiritual, who do you think you are? It's like, who do you think you are? I just kind of pat it on the head now and give it something to think about, you know. So something is gathering pace, and just having faith in that it cannot be stopped. Because it's not actually possible to stop your awakening. Did you know that? It's really, really possible to kind of hold it in a holding pattern because we believe it's not happening, which is why I'm saying these words now. And somehow all this unworthiness and self-doubt and criticism and everything I did to myself to diminish myself just got squeezed out in a very concentrated way during these 5-day period. It was very revealing afterwards. But during that time, it just felt like everything I'd ever been resisting had ever come to the surface. And I'm talking, you know, barrage of thoughts, every single negative emotion that they ever invented, and probably some new ones that got thrown in there. Physical bodily pains, interesting digestive processes, and other things we won't go into. And I remember thinking, why on earth would anyone sign up for this? Pay money and give up their holidays and free time to come and do this? And at the same time, it's like, I have to do this. Something will not allow me to miss out on this. And here my body is, despite my best resistance to this process. And I want you to know this, because we have a tendency to look at people who've come out the other side of this and go, they didn't go through that same old nonsense that I'm feeling right now, you know, right in this session maybe. And I certainly had that myself, you know, that what I'm feeling right now, this part of going to retreat or a satsang or any spirituality in general, has to be, I have to be doing it wrong somehow if I'm feeling this way, you know. And then I sort of slowly, step by step, realized this is the way. You come and you gather and you see something clearer, and then you release something that no longer fits inside, by degrees, by stages. And that's not always a pleasant experience, but it's very cathartic, isn't it? I leave this room feeling emptier and freer, usually. This virtual room, this physical room, it's all the same. And all that's really needed, it's understandable to see the duality in it, that our body and mind might not have the best time at retreat, but our spirit does, you know. And if you're enjoying retreat, fantastic, have at it. I'm just saying for those that might be having a different experience, because I remember. Just a little bit of curiosity as to what that process is, something that's moving and changing and becoming. What is it that turns an insecure, judgmental, self-criticizing, scared of everything human being into someone that can sit in front of a room like this and do this? What is that? Someone who's terrified of speaking in front of people. To be able to sit and do something like this. How does that actually occur? What is that going on? And when I really looked at this, and I'd really encourage you to look at what else is going on at retreat that I'm not currently fully aware of. Could there be something else? Something's waking up, isn't it? Something is gathering momentum. more and more love, power, spirit, whatever you want to call it, consciousness, self, awareness, presence, is being allowed into the body and mind every single day. I am already that, and I'm allowing the effects of knowing that into my body and mind each day a little bit more, a little bit clearer. And I don't have to know how that works even. Like, I don't know how my lungs know when it's time to inhale. They just do it. And can I trust that the same process, the same knowing is going on in my understanding? And that same knowing, that same process is going to begin to change everything about my life. As if it kind of just rushes through your life, your body, your relationships, your relationship with yourself, and changes everything back to original settings, where there is only the ability to love yourself. And you might not see it now, but when you go home or when this retreat's over, you'll see what's happened to you while you're here. You'll see it. I'm really quite different to how I was before. And it's my role to say that that could go on forever. Just because we leave this building and this retreat doesn't mean it's going to end. When I really got how this works, I'm like, how fast can this go then? How far can it go? How much upgrading can my body and mind have? Like, I plug it in and charge it up with spirit and it says 100%. And then suddenly there's a whole new level available and I plug it in again and it's 150% and then 1,000% and then 10,000. And this morning I nearly fell off my chair because I was just having so much fun. And there's such a contrast from where I was when I was a student. And there's more and more respect for this process that's going on that I couldn't manage or control and didn't need to. Just to getting out of the way of that process. Because the truth is that you are infinite. You are not a person attending this retreat anyway, right? You are the infinite space in which this retreat and all of these bodies and these words, including this body, that's all you. And if you trust yourself enough to be in a situation like this with all these other like-minded bodies, can we trust that within us that is us to complete this? For me, subtly and yet irreversibly, powerfully, completely, my ability to doubt myself was overridden by this love. And that's one sentence, but it just completely describes, it doesn't ever describe a total turnaround in the way I was existing. Total. It's like, love has this covered and I can relax even though my mind's still doubting rather than the other way around. When will I get to a point where I stop doubting is what mine says, or judging or blaming myself. And do you really know what it means to be the self? We get transfixed by a particular body-mind vehicle. Everything we think about is to do with that one body-mind vehicle and how it relates to others. And that's okay. Of course, it's hypnotic. But you've got this whole cosmos thing going on that you're managing quite effortlessly while your body sits here and goes, I don't know if I understand what she's saying, or I don't know if I'm getting this, or I don't know if I can keep a hold of this, or whatever its mind is saying right now. Have you really actually met yourself? When you look at a tree, do you know that's you? That's another way you're appearing. You're appearing as this, these words, this building, the building that you're sitting in. All these body mind vehicles are you. From our whole solar system, all of that is you. Countless galaxies, countless, infinite number of stars. Who knows what kind of life forms moving around on these different planets that we haven't even yet discovered. You are so vast, so powerful. And you have this sorted, this awakening thing. It's a done deal. How could it not be, knowing what you really are? It's simply an openness to look in the mirror each day, maybe recognize that this is a small effigy of what I really am, a representation. And naturally, all that doesn't fit with our new perspective will leave, come to the surface and be felt and leave. So I would ask you not to judge the progress of your awakening by whatever's going on in your body and mind, because you really can't. You really can't. You cannot use anything in phenomenality, duality, to assess your recognition of your infinite nature. Especially when it comes to that your body and mind is going to reflect what you still think to be true. And we take some reflection, some negative experience as evidence of our progress or lack thereof. Retreat, you know, is not a place to come and get enlightened. It's the place where we might come to see, where we have a chance to see that it's already happening and continuing to unfold, that it can't be stopped ever. And that's a good thing. My own awakening happened despite my doubts and fears and worries. It happened around them, inside them, underneath them. It just happened anyway. And as I saw that occurring, I just began to relax more into it, that it can't not be. It has to be. Because I want to be free, or because I want to recognize I'm already free, it has to happen, because what I really am is this that appears as all of this vast universe. The whole universe is my form. How could a self-doubt or a feeling of unworthiness ever stop me? Although my mind will be convinced, of course, that it could. So I'm saying this really because we tend to get caught up in our body minds and what's going on in the body mind. We get a little transfixed by it. And Over and over again, each time I found out I was holding myself back, it was because of this. I was looking to my body and mind, my life, to give me evidence of that which was completely beyond it. And then concluding that I wasn't waking up. This is how I managed to hold myself in a holding pattern for 22, 23 years. One day, though, I decided not to reference anything in phenomenality to tell me how I'm doing and see how I feel. That took a bit of doing, really. I had so many reasons, a really long list of reasons why my awakening wasn't working. Maybe you have a similar list. There's this thing in my life and this relationship and that problem and this negative emotion and this way of thinking, and I'm not awakened until all of that has gone. And that list was endless. As I fixed all of that, ego was adding stuff on the bottom of it with its infinite pen, you know. Inventing new issues, reasons why I'm not enlightened yet. Eventually I came to see that none of that has anything to do with me, actually, really, actually. For the rest of your body's existence, it will continue to reflect this truth even clearer. And then you might have another body if you want to and continue that. And another one, infinitely. Just for the fun of it, because it is fun then. It's not a struggle then. It's not a punishment to reincarnate or anything. It's a gift. It's a joy. It's an honor. And it's definitely a choice. No longer driven by desires to feel safe, to feel loved, to feel complete, to feel worthy. What is life like then? Knowing at times my body and my mind might feel less than 100%. It's okay. I can just let that happen with loving compassion. I've got no idea what this talk is about, but hopefully it's helpful. Those are some of the best ones, right, where I don't have a clear sense of what it's going to be. So all this is meant to be just vaguely or completely reassuring that it's all in hand and that your mind will never have a clue what's going on in this journey, ever. Ever. Like if I asked my mind now, if I could find where it is and asked it, what do you think, you know, where am I at? How's it going? It would say something like, well, you're not where you need to be, you know. Still, even now, I never managed to change its mind. I just stopped really referencing it for evidence of my progress because I found out it only really had some negative things to say. It never once says, you're doing such a great job, you know, like, carry on, you're doing great. Hands up anyone whose mind has ever said that to them. Yeah. Occasionally my mind now says, you know, I might have been wrong about this whole thing. That's about all it's willing to admit. Which is quite a concession, really. 25 years of thinking I'm screwing it up, only to find out I was completely wrong. Because the infinite being that you really are, I mean, just for a moment, let's think about what that means, infinite. Like before time and space, infinite, like goes on forever. Like can express itself in an infinite number of ways, different every single time. Even every blade of grass, every fly, every hair on our head, of course, every human body, never the same. It can do that forever. You can do that forever. Did you know that? We're doing it. Countless bodies being born and dying as we're talking. Countless. And that's just human beings on this planet. You're doing all that effortlessly at the same time as trying to figure out this awakening thing. Quite the paradox. Infinite is never running out, never coming to an end, never limited at all, not even when we think we're limited. Have we ever actually been limited, ever? Never actually anything other than infinite love, even when we're convinced that we're far from perfect. Never ever actually having managed to change, despite the best illusions of our own mind. Never fell from grace. No journey home. No arriving. No transcending karmic patterns. The body will do that itself. No distance between you and it. I wonder if you really, really understand the resources available to you right now. You're not just a human being trying to wake up. You are the infinite self wanting to recognize itself. And as such, the resources of the entire universe are at your disposal. We entertain these ideas of I can't. Because we're so used to thinking in limited ways as a human being, as a separate being. And we're just here to shake off that old habit, aren't we? I want to heal my finances. It's going to take a long time. No, it isn't, unless I believe it is. I want to heal my body. How long does that have to take? Well, as long as I think it will. I want to wake up to truth and be free completely. How long is that going to take? As long as you think it will. Or as long as you think it takes you to get worthy enough to do that. Endlessly spinning out stories that we live out. But before all of that, before any story happens in the mind, you're already free. Completely, and could never not be. The only place that illusion or bondage exists is in the mind. Awareness is free already. This whole awakening journey from I'm a human being to I don't really know what I am to I am the self is happening in thoughts only. Before thoughts, there's freedom. And if you want to prove something to yourself right now, right here, we can do a little experiment if you want to participate. And that is just simply, if you want to, just to put this little intention out there, I'd like to open and receive all the resources that are available to me right now. Just imagine yourself opening up and receiving everything that wants to be given to you right now. It's no special technique, just the wish to receive. Ignoring all the reasons why you can't have it, just for this moment. What divine help is trying to come to me? The moment you're willing to open up, something begins to change. Can you feel it? Can you feel something happening? It's not me doing anything. It's you pouring into your body mind. Pouring yourself in even more. Falling back in love with this existence as a human being. There are so many great sages, teachers, awakened beings that no longer have a physical body that are just begging to help. But we kind of close ourselves off from that by these limited thoughts we have. I have to do this. I have to make this work. They are also you. Help is available at any time. And you can just ask. And in the end, that became my kind of prayer. My prayer wasn't a word. It was more like something like this, you know, just this, an openness. First time I did this, there was just this cascading energy that just kept on going and going. And I started crying, and I cried for about 5 hours, I think. Every time I thought my body couldn't take any more of this beautiful energy, there was just more, and my body just absorbed it, dealt with it. And I realized I'd only ever been running on empty, my body. And I finally understood the meaning of the word wellness and vitality and abundance. You can access this at any moment, just by simple intention. I'd like to receive my divine inheritance or your divine pension. You don't have to retire to get it. It's here right now. So no matter how we're feeling in this particular moment, as we move through these next few days as well, things will come to the surface, they do. You can always get this kind of help, always. When you go home, when you go back to your life, yeah, normal life, whatever that is. You can just stop in a few moments and ask, just open. And just in these moments, jumping out of time and space, you know, it's going to take me so long to wake up and transcend my karmic patterns and all of that. Maybe the word retreat now has a fuller meaning, maybe something richer, fuller. I've come to this understanding that I never know what retreat is. Every time I think I know, it just blows my mind all over again, completely. And I hope that it's given you more encouragement to kind of yes, of course, things are happening on the body-mind level, but not to reference yourself completely from that. Okay. Thank you.